This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
We're going to welcome in Stevenson head coach Paul Cantabene. And coach, kind enough to join us after the game. Coach, obviously a tough one for you guys falling 18-12. What can you guys take from this game? You have a quick turnaround for Friday and Saturday.
Well, we got a lot of areas to work on, that's for sure. You know, when you get out ground balled 51-30, you know, that's tough. You know, that's something that we've really done a good job. And, you know, they beat us in a lot of areas. You know, we got to look at a lot of things to see what we do, but we don't have a lot of time to do it. So, you know, we'll get better. You know, it's a learning experience. And, you know, our attitude and mental toughness needs to get a lot better. I think that's the biggest thing, is that we're not a really mentally tough team right now, and we're struggling with that. You know, we got to get a little better goaltending. We got to face offs better. I thought we hurt ourselves in that second quarter big time with our facing off. So we got some things to work on.
This is a team that you guys beat last year here 15-9. They go on to win the national championship. So certainly, you know, this game in the grand picture can only help you guys get better. Is that something you try to tell the team?
Well, we're gonna tell them a few things, but you know, that's, you know, we have a lot of seeds. We only played 5 games. We got 12 more to go, and we'll be all right. You know, we'll figure things out and hopefully be in the end. We got to get ready for our classic this weekend. But, you know, there's a lot of things we got to work on. So a lot of season to go, and, you know, one game doesn't dictate the season.
Oh, I'm sure, you know a lot about the next two teams coming up. What can you tell everyone about Cabrini that you have coming up Friday night and Cortland?
Well, they're playing real well. You know, Cabrini's playing great right now. You know, they gave RIT a great game. They got a lot of good guys, and they can shoot the ball well, and their goalie's playing fantastic. And, you know, and Cortland's in the same situation. They got a good goalie. They play a little slower and a little tough, and they're a good team. You know, you got to be ready to go.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks a lot for joining us. We'll see you again Friday night.
Thank you.
That was Stevenson head coach Paul Cantabene. We'll be taking a break. We'll be right back with our player of the game. We'll wrap things up here from Mustang Stadium. This is the Mustangs postgame show powered by SFMSports.net.
The top Division III lacrosse teams are coming to Owings Mills March 20th and 21st. The Green Turtle Classic pits the nation's top talent against each other in a 6-game showcase. This year's lineup includes Lynchburg, Cabrini, Cortland, Nazareth, Dickinson, and Stevenson. The Mustang Sports Network will bring you all 6 games live. Get the schedules at sfmsports.net. Brought to you by the Green Turtle of Owings Mills.
Welcome back to Mustang Stadium. We're joined by Mustang freshman Jonathan Thalen. 2 goals tonight, but your guys fall 18-12. What was it like playing the top-ranked Tufts Jumbos?
It was tough. I mean, they're a good team. They won the national championship last year. I don't think we came out with the same toughness that they did, but hopefully we can see them again in the offseason, get a win.
You could see him again in the very last game. What was it like for you, freshman, getting your first start here tonight? When did you find out, and how did you approach the game?
I actually found out yesterday that I was going to get the starting spot. In Thursday's practice, I got an opportunity by coach to fight for the starting spot, and I think I stepped up and they gave it to me.
You played the first 2 games, didn't get in, or 2 of the first 4 games, didn't get in. Anything on the stat sheet? I mean, were you surprised that you were to go from, you know, not getting out there much to starting against the #1 team in the nation, or was that something that, you know, I mean, did you think he was going to call you and tell you you might be starting?
Well, coach has a thing where he plays the best players in practice, and I feel like I was really stepping up in practice, and honestly, I got the opportunity, and I just wanted to step up, so I did.
You went to high school down in Tampa, Florida. How do you end up where it's cold up here? Maryland's like the Northeast now.
Yeah, my brother ended up playing for Coach Poole's in college, and had a connection through that and started talking to Coach Poole, sent him my highlight tape. They liked me, and I liked the school, so.
All right, well, it's good to have you here. Hopefully we'll see you again Friday night at Munch. What do you guys know about Cabrini, and how do you have to turn things around from tonight?
They're a good school. We definitely got to work on our ground balls, our shooting percentage, and we got to play with a lot more toughness.
What do you think practice is going to be like the next 2 days?
It's going to be brutal.
All right. Thanks a lot for joining us. Our player of the game, Jonathan Thalen, a freshman, putting in 2 goals against the top-ranked Jumbos. We hope to see more of him Friday and Saturday on the right end of things.